Who, Velma, I see, we've heard from Velma before. Bud says he can come back. Judy? The only person I'm interested in, actually, I get Bill Davis, who's come from Winston.
Yeah, I'm representing Bill also, and I'll represent the next time.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, for the opportunity to address this committee today. I, in fact, represent thousands of people who are falsely accused every year in the state of Oregon. One only need look at the public record that would be supplied to you under the Freedom of Information Act by CSD to see how many people are actually falsely accused in the state of Oregon each year. One thing that's happened is we've relied on a lot of emotion and very little facts in the child abuse cases. I got actively involved not because I was falsely accused, but because a person in a neighboring community who I'd known for many years, who had a daycare, was falsely accused. She was accused because she had fired a teenage girl and the girl became disgruntled. So I began to research the area of false allegations, knowing it was quite risky because not only do we have the District Attorney's Association, who I fear are on the verge of prosecutorial misconduct in many of these cases, but now we have the National Center for the Prosecution of Child Abuse, who comes into the state and actively helps the district attorneys prosecute a case. Now, I'm telling you.
Okay, I'm going to have to stop you to ask you, could you identify yourself for the record?
I'm Judy Byers. I live in Lebanon, Oregon.
Thank you.
So back to the prosecution. What's happening in many of these cases, I'm going to give you a few cases here in Oregon that maybe you've heard the names. I'm sure Senator Brenneman will recognize the Clark case. The Clark case cost that wonderful young family $85,000. Then, of course, there was the Proctor case. The Proctors, a wonderful black family in Portland, Oregon, took in a foster child, not told by the agency that she had severe emotional problems. The father was falsely accused. Fortunately, a well-known Portland attorney took pity on people because they were poor, they were black, and they were vulnerable. Some of the other cases, the Vanderzantens, I think Eldina mentioned, the $56,000. The Hellbergs have spent a lot of money. And the Laudenbecks, a daycare case in Coos Bay, Oregon, that cost that nice young couple, a schoolteacher and his wife, $171,000. Now, in all these cases, with the 12 jurors ruling, how many jurors do you think ruled guilty on anything? One juror out of all of these cases. We ask ourselves how they got through grand jury. If these bills are passed, 516, 2367, 275, 276, my telephone will be ringing day and night, I can guarantee you. And I'm going to refer them this time to their legislators. I have spent thousands of hours. I think maybe that you legislators should be reading some of the material that's out on the market right now, written by some real good doctors and psychologists, not the Jimmy Swaggerts of the psychology profession or the Jim Bakers, but really good super doctors like Dr. Sherry Skidmore in California. There's also some good investigative journalism been done by the Commercial Appeal in Tennessee. This newspaper is 149 years old. Its credibility is beyond question. I will read something that pertains to the legislators.
Could I just ask you to give us a Xerox copy or leave a copy with us?
Fortunately, this is one of my last newspapers and I wouldn't part with it for my life. Okay. State legislatures should change laws passed in a frenzy that have given investigators excessive power to invade the privacy of families and that have reduced the rights of defendants. Some states, for instance, permit hearsay testimony in court about what children supposedly said. The purpose is to spare children, and I'll spare you the rest of this. But legislators, it says, stack the laws against defendants. Social workers rejected the possibility of innocence and embraced accusations so preposterous that they could have slivered out of a low-grade drive-in thriller. Prosecutors put children under relentless pressure of suggestive questions. I could furnish you with bundles and bundles of material that would make your hair stand right on end. Now, if these people are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars defending themselves, what chance does a family who's poor and vulnerable have? I beg you, I don't ask you, I beg you, do not pass these bills into law. Demand some credibility from the agency. You know, one of the earliest things...
We'll talk, we've got other bills that deal with the agency, and you can come back at that time, and I really need to move on to make sure that we have anybody else.
One thing, Madam Chairman, I think that we need to know is some loggers come up here to protest the other day. The loggers, like myself, went into work at 5 o'clock so that they could get off a little early. They were paid for 1 hour of time by their employer. they come under attack. When I come to testify in front of the legislature, I know one thing. Agency people testify first. People from the district attorney's office testify first. You know, when elected officials serve the people, that's democracy. When the people serve the elected officials, that's tyranny. I think it's time to turn it around.
Thank you. Let's see who else we have here for who's come. Bill Davis is not here. Bobby Helberg.
I will come back at another time when I can give my full testimony and not be rushed through it.
Okay. Well, we have two members who are here, so.
No, I'll come back at another time.
Dixie Bellavelli, if you'd like to come. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Dixie Bellavelli. I'm here today to testify in favor of Senate Bill 275 and 276. Our family has had an experience with sexual abuse that has brought this outrageous and enormous problem to my attention. I have two daughters, Cassie, age 8, and Corey, age 2.5. When my oldest daughter, Cassie, was 3 years old, she made a statement to me regarding an act of sexual abuse against her after her grandfather had babysat the night before. I told my husband, and he did think it was unusual, but felt that his father was not capable of anything remotely close to this. After all, he was an elder in his church and a very likable, loving, caring person. Through a situation that happened this October, the family forced him to take a lie detector test and have a sexual assessment done. During this, he admitted to several sexual violations against children and adults, including the act of sexual abuse against my daughter. Because he apparently abused all 8 of his grandchildren, we are all having to seek counseling. This has been an enormous burden financially and time-wise on us, but something that is extremely necessary. My daughter apparently doesn't remember the incident when she was 3, although her therapist thinks she does have a story to tell. We have talked with CSD and the sheriff's office, and because he has not admitted to anything he has done within the last 3 years, there is nothing that they can do with him at this time. If Senate Bills 275 and 276 were in effect today, the law would not have a problem doing something with him, and I could testify for my daughter. These horrible acts of abuse must stop against our children. When 1 in 4 children are sexually abused in our society, something's wrong. Children have enough worries and pressures without adding sexual abuse to the list. There has got to be some deterrent to stop the sexual epidemic that is affecting so many families. My father-in-law will not go back for counseling and is in the denial of his problem. He will offend again. Next time, it could be your children. Please consider what I have had to say today. We owe it to our children to make a better tomorrow.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. And we'll get copies of your testimony typed up and circulate to the other members of the committee.
I gave it to Jack.
Good. We have written.
Okay, great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
Okay, we have Bobby Helberg from Glendale who wants to wait till another day, and I'm not sure how many other days we're going to have on this bill. So as long as you're here, Bob, we did hear from you. We've got written testimony on other bills. If you want to speak specifically to 516,
you're not going to have any more time on this.
I think so. We will have work session. So I think you ought to come up and talk about 516, Bobby.
Are you going to also do 276? Is this a work session? You're going to
516. My name is Bobby Helberg. I'm from Glendale, Oregon. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to testify regarding Senate Bill 516. As a chairperson for Save Our Family Ties, I am here in opposition of this particular bill. Save Our Family Ties does support videotaping, but not this one. We support House Bill 2882. The governor's bill will deny Oregonians who are faced with charges of sexual abuse their constitutional rights. I'm skipping some of this telling. I can tell you firsthand a case where if a caseworker used videotape to record the first interview, the family would not be faced with charges and financial destruction. Can you imagine a sexually active 16-year-old being asked leading questions and a caseworker actually using the anatomically incorrect dolls on her? You can bet that this caseworker would not only be embarrassed to use the videotape, but also to ask the alleged victim to use the dolls and to show the alleged position. Someone has remarked she had to know the parts of her body the caseworker wanted her to identify. She was not mentally retarded. The caseworker actually asked her to imagine. This is documented, and if you would like me to read the in or provide you the copies, I will be glad to, because I'm talking about my daughter. Ironically, even though my husband is still facing charges in Douglas County, he was found not guilty in Josephine County in less than 30 minutes by a jury of his peers. The Oregon District Attorney's Association, Dale Penn, and Marion County District Attorney in September said that they, a couple years ago, we were for videotaping, but they've changed their 180 degrees. I wonder why. Oregon has one purpose in presenting this type of bill. It gives the greater power authority to Children's Services Division, law enforcement, the district attorneys. This bill does not call for the on-the-job training, the proper use of videotapes, nor does are there any safety guidelines. House Bill 2882, there are checkpoints and guidelines to be followed. The videotaping would be used for all child abuse investigations and complaints. Second, each person conducting the interview will not be allowed to ask leading questions. Third, the videotape will be not used in any court for any purpose, thus protecting our constitutional rights, this country, and Oregon, constitutional rights this country and Oregon was originally founded on. Every person using the videotaping procedure would be required to take and have extensive training and retraining on child development. The interview can be watched by a representative of the alleged abuser, if known. All contacts with the alleged victim would be videotaped to ensure that the child has not been manipulated by coercive interviews. This particular bill has been introduced, and both my organization and many citizens who are knowledgeable about the severity of child sexual abuse and child abuse problems here in Oregon support HB 2882. In today's society, unfortunately, everyone is susceptible of being a child abuser or even a sexual abuser. It is one of the most heinous crimes I know of, but this bill will not help children who are truly being abused. Senate Bill 516 will give witch hunting license to those who have power have gotten out of hand. The streets, the homes, and schools will not be any safer with SB 516. It can only make it worse. There is an alternative, House Bill 2882, and I'm sure you have a copy of that. It calls for the videotaping of all child abuse cases. Again, Save Our Family Ties is opposed to Senate Bill 516, and both my husband and I are also opposed to this hasty piece of legislation.
Thank you very much. And Velma, you want to come up?
I'll make this short. My name is Velma Hartwig. I'm chairperson of an organization called
FEAR. I want to say that your written testimony, we'll make sure the other members get it.
Yes, I will hand it to you.
Thank you.
It's ironic that an effort began as a means of resolving some of the most serious problems encountered in investigation and prosecution of child sex abuse has been turned around and used as a weapon to take away the right to a fair trial. This bill is not about protecting children. This bill is about an easy win. Three public hearings, which were mentioned by Aldina Vander Zanten, I won't go into it. I attended them, I testified, and I listened carefully. The only people who were for using videotapes in order to prosecute people were the district attorneys and CSD. All of the private citizens wanted videotaping, but they wanted it as an investigative tool, as a means of checks and balances. This bill is not checks and balances. This bill is nothing but a tool to take away people's rights. And I would second Mrs. Helberg's suggestion that you study SB, our House Bill 2882, because this was written in response to people's concerns. Thank you.
Thank you, and we will look at that if and when we get it. So it is in the House Committee.
I have it attached to my testimony.
No, I'm talking about the House Bill.
I have it attached.
I understand that, but we don't have it to work on at the moment. Anyone else like to speak before we close the public hearing and close the committee down for today on 5:16? Yes, come on up.
I have copies of this.
Why don't you sit down, give your name for the record, and then we'll get it entered officially here.
Yes, Senator Coleman and members, I am former State Representative Bud Byers, and what I'm bringing forward here is testimony from Ruth Dennison from Roseburg, and also from Mrs. Opal Van Comer from Roseburg, who were unable to be here. And their position is, of course, in opposition to Senate Bill 516. And I will provide these copies for the members.
Great. We appreciate that, and we will let you know at work session time and give you, as a representative of the group, an opportunity.
Thank you very much.
Anything else to come before us? We are adjourned. Thank you very much. Okay. Yeah.